Alex, maybe you can read my chat directly to you. It just says, may I remind telephone-only participants that they can raise their electronic hand by pressing *9 on their keypads. You're on mute.
Yeah, I see that. I see that, yeah.
Actually, you can do it.
Alex, this is Paulina. If you're there or anybody else, my class just got canceled last minute, so I will actually be available and here. Thank you. I'll join on the computer so I can rename the participants. Let me join on my computer, and Alex, please make me co-host once I do that. Thank you.
Okay. Good.
This is Sean Rhodes. Why am I being put on mute during a break?
Hi, Sean. We could hear you, so you're not on mute.
I got off on mute because someone put me on mute. We're on break. Why am I being put on mute is my question.
Sean, it wasn't me. I didn't mute you, but I did mute pretty much everybody else prior to in the past, and I apologize for that. I said I had to do that because there was lots of noise, and I wasn't sure where it was coming from. So,
no, I understand that. I'm talking about right now. I'm talking
I don't
about
know.
Right now.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I'm not doing that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And I'm muting myself on my own end, so I don't need to be muted.
Right.
and particularly when we're on break.
Absolutely. I agree with you. If you're muted, you shouldn't be double muted. Yeah.
Thank you.
I think we're ready to resume. It's been actually quite a bit more than 5 minutes.
Alex, would you like me to text Mikkel?
Text Mikkel and let's get
Can somebody Fred. Else text Fred?
Fred.
Or call.
Somebody get Fred back on the call.
Beth, you want to do you want me to do it, Beth?
Alex, this is Paulina. If you could make myself co-host so I can rename people. The one that spoke. I'm going to leave the other one. So this is Paulina here. If you can make the host. Right now we don't have any phone numbers, but nevertheless, just like
that. Jeez, it sure is a lot of noise.
Yeah, I can't meet anybody right now because I'm not co-host.
It was not 50.
Wow.
There's only one of me right now, so it should be easy.
Okay. Yeah.
Directors present. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 directors present.
Okay.
Paulina, I don't have Fred's number, and Beth is not on the call right now. So I requested that Beth get back on the call and also
text Fred. I just said, yeah, Mikkel is here. Let me text Fred Blick. One sec.
Chair, this is Chris.
Yes, Chris.
Why are we getting Fred on the phone if we're not streaming this? This is closed session, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I don't understand the question.
Well, what are we getting Fred for?
He's the treasurer.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm used to him streaming. Okay. Never mind. My apologies.
Chair, I just heard from Mikkel Calzada that you might have to leave. Mikkel, is that right? I see you on the call.
No, he's asking if he should leave.
Oh, I see. No, not at all. We're starting the meeting and that should be item one on the agenda, right? The continuation of the conversation.
So Mikkel was on, he just left?
Well, that's exactly right, which is why I was wondering, maybe he had, can't. Oh,
there he is.
Okay, wonderful.
Hello, Mikhail.
Hello.
Chair, we have quorum if you want to start.
Okay, I'm going to start the meeting. This is a meeting of the closed session of the Pacifica National Board. It is 10:10 p.m. Eastern Time, November 18th, 2021. I'm Alex Steinberg, the chair of the Pacifica National Board. I'd like to ask our recording secretary, Marion Dane, to please call the roll.
I will do so. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Good. Chris Corey.
I'm here.
Good. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Here.
Good. Lyndon Foley.
Here.
Good. Jose Gutierrez is absent. Heather Gray.
Here.
Good. Julie Hewitt.
Here.
Good. Sabrina Jacobs.
Here.
Good. Wally James.
Here.
Good. Dwayne Lark.
Dwayne Lark, present.
Good. Holly Lexa.
Present.
Good. Thomas O'Rourke.
Present.
Good. Lydia Ponce.
Present.
Good. Ron Pinchback. No. Ron Pinchback. We'll come back around. Ralph Pointer.
Here.
Good. Sandra Rawline.
And 15 minutes.
Am I hearing something from Sandra? I'm not hearing it. Lawrence Reyes.
Presente, Chair, are you going to contact Arthur?
Bueno. Sean Rhodes.
I'm here.
Good. James Sagerton.
Here.
Good. Andrea Turner is excused. Beth von Gunten.
Here, and I have Fred Blair on the line as well.
Okay. Alex Steinberg.
I'm here.
Good. Let's see. We did not hear from Ron Pinchback.
Here.
Good. Sandra Rawline. Sandra Rawline? I hear nothing. Lydia Brazon.
Here.
Good. Okay, Anita is not on the call. Paulina?
Paulina is present. I also see Sandra on the call, although she did not respond.
Is Arthur Schwartz on the call?
He'll be coming on.
Okay. John Tatum.
I'm here.
Good. And I am here, and Anita is excused. So we certainly have a quorum.
Okay, we already did the excused absence. Who wants to do timekeepers for this session?
I'll do it, Alex, for individuals.
Okay, for topics, who wants to do that?
I can do it, Alex.
Okay, thank you. All right, we have a draft agenda. Let me read it. We don't have any minutes for the closed session.
Same as per the open session. We'll have them for the next.
Okay.
Next meeting. Yeah. They're there, Marianne. Thank you very much, but they haven't been reviewed. Haven't been distributed. Yeah.
A point of inquiry.
Yes. What?
Thank you, Marianne, for getting the September 23rd, closed session minutes to me. Were they posted? Because I did not see them.
Can I answer that? This is Paulina.
Because I don't know.
right. May I? Closed session minutes do not get posted. They get distributed to the directors of the National Board once they have been reviewed. And the fact is that I haven't reviewed them, so I haven't distributed them. I will do so in the next day. And we'll have enough time to review them, but they haven't been brought to the board.
The link that you sent me twice, I saw plenty of closed session meetings. I reviewed drafts and minutes of plenty of them, but the September 23rd was not there.
That's right. Oh, I see. Oh, September 20. Oh, I see. So you're asking for that particular one. Okay. Thank you, Lyndon. I will follow up and, I will see if they maybe fell through the cracks, which would be my, my responsibility, not anyone else's. And thank you for that. absolutely.
Way to take it on your shoulders. Thank you.
Absolutely. We'll do. Okay. Thank you.
Point of inquiry, Chair Lawrence.
Yes.
So after the visitors, for lack of a better word, have finished reporting the items that they're reporting in the executive session. Are they excused before each when we go to a vote?
They can be if you request that.
I'd like to request that, Chair.
Okay. Well, we haven't adopted an agenda yet.
Okay, but I'm just putting that out there.
Jumping a little ahead here. Okay. So, again, let me, the draft agenda as follows. There's agenda approval, discussion of the KPFK financial situation. That's a 20-minute item. Update from our legal counsel, Arthur Schwartz. That's a 10-minute item. Update from the IED. There's two items we need to get an update on. One is the Houston property situation, and the second is the any new status regarding the EIDL loan. And after that, there is a motion on compensation for our parliamentarian. That's a 10-minute item, followed by a report out, 5-minute item, and then we adjourn. So that's the draft agenda. Can I get a motion to approve the draft agenda?
So moved, Chair Lawrence.
Okay. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Are there any objections to the draft agenda, or does anybody want to make any amendments before we do that?
Chair, James.
James?
Yeah, I'd like to put that motion that I placed in the chat that was mistakenly, and I stand corrected with apologies. I didn't realize that had to be closed session. I'd like to put that either on the agenda or have it understood that we can do that during the 20 minutes on the KPFK financial situation.
Well, it's germane to the issue, so yes, it is
good.
It is proper in that part of the discussion.
Thank you.
Chair, this is Paulina. I just rejoined the meeting, so I don't have the chat from before. And maybe some other people as well. Maybe I can put that in the chat at the appropriate time, if that makes sense.
I just put it into chat.
Great. Thank you.
Just now. Yeah.
Great.
Okay, this is Chris Corey.
Do you have an amendment?
I do. I'd like to suggest that we add an extra 10 minutes to the KPFA financial discussion to dispense with the motion that James presented.
I saw okay, that. Well, right now it's scheduled for a 20-minute item. You want to make that a 30-minute item?
Correct.
Okay. Do we have a second for that?
Lyndon seconds.
Okay. Are there any objections? Okay. Anything else? Okay. Are there any objections then to the draft agenda as amended? Hearing none, the draft agenda as amended is approved. And let's go straight to the discussion of the KPFK financial situation. Let me just start off this discussion by saying that KPFK is running a very serious deficit. We have made, contrary to what was being said, we have made some very substantial cuts in the KPFK budget, and that has resulted in some savings. There are apparently more savings that can be had, particularly with this telephone situation. Nevertheless, while we've made some cuts, the revenue has also been dropping, And that's really what we're most, what, anyway, what I am mostly concerned with, and I think everybody should be concerned with. We cannot be running a $100,000 a month deficit because we don't have the money to cover that. So something has to be done and like immediately to raise the revenue. So that's kind of where I'm coming from. And I'm hoping that the other board members, will understand this. So anyway, the floor is open for discussion. Who would like to be on the stack?
Chris for the stack.
Chris, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I would like to hear again, not just from Mikhail, but from anybody present in this meeting, what they believe. If we could just take a round, a quick like 1 minute per person round, and ask everybody what they think the biggest bang for the buck would be for raising revenues. I mean, I'll start it off. Just, and this is coming from somebody who has no programming background, okay? So this may be completely out of the question, but it seems to me that, you know, that KPFK probably has some demographics in common with other stations. If we can find out what those other stations are doing well and franchise those things either directly or just in terms of the type of programming that's being offered at those stations to KPFK. And I'm not trying to hamstring Mikhail here by saying this, but to help, you know, I mean, there's got to be something that we can do to bring, bring people back to KPFK to make up for the revenues that have been lost, which I'm assuming means lost members. I don't know any other way of thinking this or saying it. So I would love to hear what other people have to say in terms of ideas, because I think we really need some ideas and I haven't really heard many. You know, yes, we need to raise revenue, but nobody's actually offered any concrete suggestions. So thank you, Chair.
And then this is Lydia to the stack.
And Lawrence as well, Chair.
Okay, so first of all, I think that I didn't know that this was going to be on the agenda this way. I didn't know Mikhail was going to be on. I didn't know Fred was going to be on. Fred actually illuminated a good deal on the Finance Committee because he was able to chronicle what we have raised, including the fund drive during the summer when we still had Denali and Ian, and it raised almost the same, Fred can correct me, as this last fund drive. So that's even with them there. So without them, and they both had very large membership and listenerships, right? And so absent that, how do you, for example, go from that to insisting that you raise $15,000 a day when you weren't doing that when they were there or when you had your special programming? Some of that time when we had the IGM, he did utilize Christine and so on and so forth, and Roy was on and so on and so forth. So you had all of those elements. You also had the overlap of the controversy with New Day and all of that was so alienating, including with all of the back and forth emails that people complain about and so on and so forth. We know that explains it, right? But it is unprecedented from my perspective to then demand something that you already know that for the better part of this year was not happening. And so how you would imagine that could happen, not to mention the fact that as executive director, I'm the one that this motion should be directed to. And then I will speak to that when that happens. But nevertheless, and so that seems kind of crazy and to me, and also that for a very, very long time, for a couple of years now, it seems to me, and again, Fred can opine on this more accurately with statistics, but it was always the off month that we were not able to make payroll at KPFK without any motion insisting that the former GM do so, raise you know, more money, for example, or any directive of that sort. And I understand the difference is that we can't absorb that right now directly as a national office, for example. But right now it looks like they'll be able to make their payroll. I don't remember how much is in the bank account today. I think close to 60,000. But they'll be able to make their payroll at the end of the month. We also are aware of the fact that there are delays in terms of the negotiated contract. And even though the national board said to lay off a couple of people, we have to go by the union norms. And so they have been unable to be laid off. And so there are all kinds of layers and layers and layers of stuff that is going to be happening, but it can't happen as quickly as everybody wants. But it also doesn't mean that he's not nearly as short as the previous GM was or the previous IGM. And Mo Thomas is very experienced. His complaints were with the program grid. And he left most of the programming for the fund drive up to the existing staff. And then, you know, as he told me, they don't want to change that grid. You know, I can't, there's nothing it can do. It's very inconsistent. It doesn't make sense. And this is from Mo, who has no dog in this fight, as it were. He's coming from a station that does very, you know, that is able to recover and recuperate. But as Ron pointed out, it was only by changing the programming. When there's this much resistance and this much partisanship, in terms of that resistance that's fueled and not giving the rest of us, like, more information about so that we can gather real information. And I do think that, I mean, I would like to hear from Fred because the way he laid it out on the Finance Committee when people were raising issues and he put things into perspective with the actual amounts, then it helps us move forward. More importantly, that one of the key things in the entire network and the reason we can't help other stations, although we do with BAI when they're short and they still fall short on their medical payments and so forth, but the reason that we've been able to do that, we're not able to do that all the time and we're not able to do it right now, but we don't take these particular steps and we need to have all of the information and understand that, for example, as I said, for this next payroll, if they're short, it will be very minimal. So it will not be the same situation as we have had for the past year. That's one of the things. And just put it into perspective, and I think that this requires more time. And you know, Mikhail didn't know about this meeting until I happened to see it on the agenda in the late afternoon, like you said, half an hour before. No one called him. I don't know if anyone called Fred. I suspect so. But there you go.
James, for the back.
I don't know. I heard James.
You have Lawrence, sir. Lawrence, Paulina, then James, then Lyndon. Then Lyndon.
Correct.
Lyndon.
Lawrence, sorry. Paulina, Lyndon, then James. Okay.
Yeah. Whatever. Okay.
Close enough.
Something like that. Anyway, so first of all, I'd like to perhaps ask my colleagues to consider and the GMs to consider a new vernacular. Instead of fund drives, I think we should call our appeals membership drives, which I think it gives our members a little bit more proprietary some skin in the game. So I that's one of the things I would like to suggest. Now, in regards to Chris's questions, which I think were very valid, KPFK, we went immediately into fund, we created a fundraising committee. We met with staff. We met with the GM. We developed an app, to call our lab listeners. So we have done stuff. I and others, that represent organized labor, We put an appeal letter together for organized labor where there's over 200,000 union members in the greater Southern California region. So I'm very well connected with organized labor. So we have done that. We have put an appeal letter together. I have suggested emergency programming that we need to and I agree with Mr. Pinchback, we need to, you know, tear down that grid because it's not working. And then we were under constant attack by a lot of the programmers that depressed and chased away a lot of our members during the referendum on the air. They were bold enough to do it on the air. There was a lot of stuff that was done in regards to the collective bargaining process. There was a lot of information disclosed that was proprietary and private in collective bargaining processes, and that stuff was leaked out to the public. So
Lawrence, your
again,
time is up.
You know, I'm sorry. Give me about 15 seconds to 30 seconds because you didn't stop anybody else at that. I just want to tell you that we cannot direct people that have that are subordinates to other people, such as the GM, and this thing of directing people. When we brought motions, we were told, and we had direct. We were told we couldn't do that. So again, directing. Wrap it up right now. I am completely against that motion because it hijacks a lot of the ideas that we already have spoken about.
There is no motion on the floor.
There's no motion on the floor, but there is a motion that's on the agenda. So I would address that when it gets to that. But again, I express my ideas.
We're out of time. Paulina, you're next.
So I stand by that.
Thank you. I just wanted to briefly remind everyone that several stations have programs that are like friends of the station where the actual shows that have their airtime produce inserts or carts to air throughout the year, not just during the fund drive, to ask listeners to become subscribers, to become members. And I really hope that our GM implements that program at KPFK. It would be just a revival of a previous Friends of KPFK or something like that. I really hope that that happens. That's it. Thank you.
Okay. Lyndon?
Thank you, Chair. previously, Lydia gave a number for what was in the bank account at KPFK, and then they paid the $25,000, and you know, hopefully they got that paid back. But and she's saying that there's money for payroll here at the end. I guess that's November 30th. Has KPFA been paid back? Or all the affiliates or whoever else they borrowed from? Do they owe anybody else on their accounts payable that's intra-company?
Yes, we paid, KPFA was reimbursed from IDLE as was the affiliates, as the board had agreed. That was a board motion a couple of weeks ago. And so those
they were paid by the out of the IDLE loan, but KPFA still
IDLE
owes
loan.
Them money then, right?
Pardon?
KPFK still owes
KPFA
money.
Yes, KPFK owes prior to Mikhail coming on, owes $600,000 prior to his coming on.
That's not what I'm talking about.
No, I know, but it is all cumulative right now. And so,
right.
If you're starting, you know, fresh, moving on, he's been on 2 months, and that was a loan going forward.
I'm not trying to put this on his shoulders. Please.
On KPFK's tab, yes.
I was just trying to determine if that number, the bank account number that you gave us, included money that had been borrowed from KPFA.
No, I just got through saying that the board, the PMB that you sit on, approve that the amount be paid out of the idle money. You'll see it in the minutes. So out of the money that I was talking about, they have paid their payroll and their medical, and they're going to be hopefully able to pay the payroll, which is the most worrisome thing because of all the penalties involved and the notices that would have to go out. In the past, the national office would subsidize that, or other units would subsidize that. We're not doing that. They're able to do their own now, so there shouldn't be any more loans.
So since IDLE paid back KPFA, then KPFK was subsidized by IDLE in that case. Thank you.
Okay. Next on the stack is James.
Okay. Thank you, Chair. As to Chris's question about how to raise money, I had a conversation with the people at Greater Public today. I was noticing one of their emails that they sent out, and they noted that if you call back your listeners and your lapsed listeners, you just call them, and you don't have to speak to them, but if you do, you just say thank you. If you get an answering service, you just leave a message of thanks. Increase the donations by 14% just by doing that. So we can use our membership lists, try to get lapsed members back, try to ask for greater donations from the people that have already given. They've already told us that they love us by donating, and we can ask them to do it again. The business about whether the fundraising was not happening, I think it's correct to say that we had people on the air who were discouraging fundraising, telling people to put the funds in escrow accounts and whatever. And it's not fair to just go back to when Sonali and Ian were still on the air. In fact, when they were on the air, they were bringing in a good portion of the fundraising from KPFK. So it's the other station, it's the other shows that bring in less money than they did. I agree that they were insubordinate and that had to stop. I have no issue with removing them from the air, but we need to go back before that happened, before the bylaws referendum started. And at that time, we were making maybe $20,000 a day in fundraising. So about $15,000 is what we need to pay our way during fund drive.
Your time is up.
After fund drive. Thank you, Heather.
Okay.
Alex, this is Heather. I just want to ask, you know, I'm trying to keep it at 90 seconds. Should we make it longer for people to talk under these circumstances?
No.
2 minutes? Okay, all right.
No, it's 90 seconds.
Okay.
We have a lot of people who like to, participate, and we'll never get through the meeting if we...
No, fair enough. Okay.
You know, I mean, and some people like to participate more than once. True, so... Anyway, who else wants to be on the stack?
This is Paulina. I know I was on the stack and I'm really abusing of the board's time, but I forgot to ask the question I wanted to ask. I put it in the chat.
Okay, if nobody else wants
I to. I answered it in the chat.
Oh, well, can we make it for those who are on the phone that didn't see it in the chat?
You want to verbalize?
Yes, please. Yes, please. I saw Mikkel mention that there are delays in the approved layoffs due to the union. Could you elaborate on who these people are that are not being laid off, even though they should have been? Mikkel, thank you. That's all.
Frankly, I don't think... appropriate to elaborate on that. I think that you have a representative, and by the way, he has already raised the hand. Please, Ellie, explain.
So first of all, and I don't know if this is the appropriate time to ask this, this board passed a motion directing Lydia to accept the union's counterproposal and bring it to the union, and we'd be glad to sign the contract and we can move on. This is 3 weeks ago now. I don't know what the delay is, but once that's done, a lot of these parts can start moving. So as far as the layoffs, Pauline is asking about, this board made a motion to approve the layoff of Teddy Robinson Klingsales. to reduce Maggie LaPique to 21 hours and to stop using contractor Andrea Billow. So that's where that stands. I still would like to know why we haven't, why the union hasn't received the contract from Lydia and Warren Nelson, because it's now 3 weeks since that motion was passed.
Okay. So this is Lydia. And ahead, Lydia. As always, may I respond?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. So as always, I rely heavily on the record. So it has to be, in the minutes. And there was a lot of confusion at the end of that vote. There were people who hadn't seen the CBA, blah, blah, blah. I'm not questioning the vote at all, but I have to have an actual motion that I can send, to Warren, because that's what he has to go by in, finalizing things. We have not approved a contract. What we did do was support what the union's counter proposal was. And so we have to have that as soon as Bolina says she's going to get us minutes in the next day or so. And if she can figure out, it got very chaotic at the end of that meeting. But as soon as we get, because I'm unclear exactly, I think that what was passed was the counter proposal from the union. But anyway, so as soon as we get that, then we can move on that. But there was one more. There was the other employee was the producer for Ian Masters, who isn't doing
that anything. Wasn't in the motion.
Yes, it was.
We didn't get to him.
Okay. Well, we can look
meeting.
when we get to the minutes, and of course these things are recorded also. And so that's the importance of that. And so,
let me ask, Paulina, do we have those minutes?
Well, actually, what date would that be? I'm checking right now.
I think it was, back in the middle of October sometime, no?
Right. I would hate for it to be on me that this hasn't been moved on, and that would be awful. So I want to make sure that that gets cleared right away. My recollection, yeah.
Sure. Can I speak?
If you can add something
to
this, sure.
Yes. We shouldn't be arguing what we don't have.
I'm not arguing. I'm giving information. Can I speak?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
And that noise wasn't me, by the way, whatever that creek was. I believe it was October 21st or 28th, Paulina.
Thank you. I'm checking right now.
And I also emailed the board the union's counterproposal several times. I can email it again so you have the exact wording.
Let me remind everyone that the counterproposal that we agreed to accept only dealt with two or three items. The rest had already been negotiated.
That's right.
There were many items that, particularly on health care and things like that, that we had already negotiated with the union and that resulted in some significant savings.
That's correct.
Vanessa to the stack.
Vanessa.
Excuse my interruption, but as the recording secretary, my notes of the October 21st meeting issue was, the issue was approval of the union contract for KPFK. So that is in the closed minutes.
Great.
Of
October 21st.
October 21.
Okay, thank you.
Paulina, your secretary with a question.
Yes, Helena.
Question would be to Marianne. Marianne, do you remember in which minutes the layoff of Teddy Robinson Click Sales was discussed? Because I don't recollect right now.
I don't recollect anything. I have to find it in the minutes.
No, I can find it, Paulina, because I sent the recommendation to the board.
Right, I remember that as well. Was it taken up?
That was either November 4th. Or October 28th.
Check.
I will double check. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, this is the parliamentarian.
Yes, Mr. Tatum.
The other thing is that the minutes have to be approved before
exactly.
the motions that are in the minutes.
That's correct.
After.
Correct.
Yes, thank you.
We have not approved those minutes yet, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Then that'll have to be a high priority item at our next meeting.
Got it.
Chair, when you get to second bites, I'd like to be back on the stack.
Okay.
That wasn't. Are you still recognizing me, Chair? I believe I hurt my knee.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We got a little sidetracked
That's
there.
Okay.
Go ahead, Vanessa.
Okay. So whenever it's appropriate, I would like very much to hear what the general manager has to say in terms of, even with a short notice, it would have been nice for him to have more time to prepare. But whatever perspective he's willing to offer in terms of what he thinks would be helpful and viable. If it makes sense, I think I'd like to hear that before we entertain the motion. I'd like to sort of separate the two if possible.
Sure. Do you want to respond to that, Mikhail?
Well, I can respond to that. many things have been said until now, but the reality is that when this board of directors mandated to cut the 30% of the budget, as I was told, well, they only cut, people from the management. So this station has been without leadership for quite a year. Now, it's not a matter of just cutting the budget. Where we cut the budget. And look, the most amazing thing is that this station, the majority of the programming is for free because it's done by volunteers. I think that, and I identify in our books that we have to do some kind of work in HR. We have to do some kind of work in the contribution we pay to the archives and to the Pacifica National Office for sure, in the administration account, and finally in the telecom. This is one part of the equation. The other part, obviously, is to regain the confidence of the listeners. And I appreciate all the comments that I've heard about calling and thanking members. I've been doing that things that, from the first day I'm here. Every single contribution above $500, I personally send them a letter stating, please, thank you for contributing and stay tuned because great things will happen. But we cannot do this again from one day to another. So my suggestion is to work in these two fronts. Keep on reducing our expenses. There's no other way. And making it, we have to make these expenses against what we actually are raising, but hoping, obviously, we are going to raise more. We have the tools to do this, but we cannot do this by, again, preempting, selling, and doing another kind of weird stuff on the air. That is what is alienating our listeners. And I don't have any other reside to this. So I don't know. This is my thinking. I don't want to go personal in a meeting like that. I think I don't have to. If anyone wants my receipt in detail, I'll let them know. Thank you.
Okay. Before we move on, I would like to some questions were brought up about this goal of $15,000 a day. I would like to ask the treasurer of KPFK, Fred Blair, is that an unusually large goal. I believe that's something that is expected in, at this time of year during the holidays. If I'm wrong, please correct me. Fred? Fred, are you on?
This is Beth. He appears to be on my line. He had tried to call in directly earlier and couldn't get in, so I patched him through my line, and he still appears to be there, but I don't hear him.
All right. If he's
so
not
I
on,
call him again?
Maybe anybody else from KPFK can answer that question. I'm just going by what I've heard from some people at KPFK.
I can answer
if
that
I may,
question.
Somebody from KPFK.
I think I heard Beth. Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. Yes, my understanding was that the last time we hit that mark of 15,000 a day during Fund Drive was a year ago in October. So not that long ago. It's been a time, but that's not that long ago.
All right. So this is not part of like a regular kind of holiday kind of fund drive.
Lawrence to the sector.
Lawrence,
to respond to that.
Do you have some information about this?
Yeah, I think during normal times, boy, 15,000, that's such a measly amount. Because I remember when we used to raise much more than that, and we were able to aid other stations in need. So 15,000 sounds like a reasonable amount, but I just don't, with the financial crisis, that's going on, in our society, you know, I don't know if that's possible. I think we need to have all hands on deck. But the only reason I'm speaking out in regards to this, Chair, is because I think to set a arbitrary, number is, without the GM being able to provide maybe a report back in regards to that request, I think it's inappropriate.
Okay, to the staff.
This is Beth, and I think I have Fred here now if you want to talk to him.
Yeah, Fred, go ahead.
I'm here. I don't know what's going on, so.
I was asking if the goal of 15,000 a day during a holiday fund drive is unrealistic or unreasonable in terms of the past performance at KPFK. And of course, we do understand that KPFK has been hit hard by a number of adverse circumstances, so we can't completely go by past performance. But I'd just like to know, and from your understanding, what is the situation? Is that completely unrealistic goal or what?
And
well, I mean,
so
the last two.
Sorry.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, the last two fund drives, the summer fund drive and the fall fund drive in October, both did in the mid $5,500 range for the daily average. So 15,000, you know, 15,000 a day would be three times that. I don't know what else I can tell you about that. You know, obviously, two of our best fundraisers have resigned and have told their subscribers to leave. So that's the main reason why our fund drives are down. I don't know what I don't know what can be practically done about that in terms of fundraising.
Okay.